what made you decide to put the ghost story book together?
I started writing ghost stories back in the mid-1970s when I started working for the Morgan Messenger newspaper. And every Halloween, I would put in a ghost story, and people loved them. The years I didn't do it, they asked where it was. And sometimes I would make them up. Sometimes I made them up the night before they were in print. And sometimes I used local legends or stories that people told me about their own haunted house. And so I decided when I retired that I'd tried to collect all these things, and I decided to put out the book of ghost stories.
So this is a compilation of some of the stories that you already ran in the Messenger, or are they new, or both?
They're both. There's probably a dozen stories in here that were from the Morgan Messenger in the past, and then several new ones. Then there's a middle section that's about an unsolved murder from 1950 called the Redhead Murder Saga. And then there's an autobiographical section about why I got interested in ghost stories and some of the ghost stories I tried to track down as a reporter. And then it ends with a Civil War story, sort of an odd Civil War story that I wrote years ago.
Do you have a favorite story in the book?
I'm sort of partial to the last story. It's called Find Virginia Lyon, about a man who returns to his childhood home after wandering the world, and it's in a valley in West Virginia. It's fictionally called Clinton Valley, though it's a lot like Doe Gully. And he just remembers an anecdote from his family's past where his great-great-grandfather tried to stop a Civil War battle in the middle of their cornfield. And I'm sort of partial to that. And then there's a story that's also about the Civil War. That's one of the ghost stories. It's a girl named Maggie Rose, Magdalene Rose. And Maggie Rose had this thing about Stonewall Jackson. It was set in 1862. And she wanted to see Stonewall Jackson when he was leading his forces from Winchester, Virginia, up to through West Virginia, up to Hancock, Maryland. And so she hid by in the stream, Sleepy Creek, and she tried to get a glimpse of Stonewall Jackson as he went by. The trouble was, the soldiers were making so much noise, and there's cannons going by, and people riding by, and people marching by, and one of the soldiers thought he saw a rabbit. So unfortunately, Maggie Rose was the rabbit. And so as she lay dying, the troops are going by, and she's calling for help, and nobody stops. And so in the story, if you go out the Route 13, the old Winchester Road, and get to that bridge, sometimes you can hear this faint voice calling for help.
Is this a true ghost story or something you just decided would be interesting?
Well, the history of it's true. That's the way Stonewall Jackson went from Winchester to Hancock in 1862. The rest of it, my wife and I made up as we were driving out there one night and thought we heard a whistle as we went by the bridge. And it's funny, there's a Michigan college professor who was doing a Stonewall Jackson tour. And so he was doing some legwork in this area to figure out where he was going to take his people. He called me up a couple years after the story was in the paper. It was one of my Halloween ghost stories. And he said, you know, all the old people out there on Winchester Grade Road tell me about this old story that, you know, about the girl being shot who wanted a glimpse of Stonewall Jackson, and I just had to laugh. He wanted to know the exact location so they could stop there on these historical bus tour, and I did tell him that it was something that, far from being old, was only about 2 years old at the time.
That has to be fun, though.
Yes, that's fun.
Now, do you believe in ghosts yourself?
I think there's things we can't explain, but I don't know that I believe in ghosts. I think people's minds play, I wouldn't say they play tricks, but, you know, we carry things around in our mind, and we superimpose our own minds on the places we are.
John Douglas, thanks for talking with us about your book.
Thank you.